Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, Carissa Thompson here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my dogs, Willis and Daisy. So whether we're on one of our daily runs together or exploring down at my ranch, I count on them to keep up with me. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dogs need to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
It's the pregame, everyone. Hello.
Hello.
We kind of have, anyone that isn't familiar with the pregame, it's a little preview of what we will discuss in its entirety on our podcast later in the week. But we also like to use this opportunity, Miss Andrews, as you know, to answer our wonderful listener questions, which, by the way, I got to tell you, and I know I've said this before, I get so excited when someone comes up to me and says, I love your podcast. Sweet woman at the Rams preseason game, I was walking out. She stopped and she was like, I love your podcast. So if you guys ever see us and say that, I want you to know that means more than like, I mean, the game's fine too, of course, but the podcast, you know, selfishly means a lot. So thank you. And thank you guys for your questions. Sister, you're up first.
Our boss, president of Fox Sports, Eric Shanks, was at our preseason game on Sunday in Arizona. He was hanging out with the State Farm insurance folks because, you know, obviously we want them to buy spots Arizona. For Super Bowl. One of the main ladies from State Farm was right next to Eric Shanks and goes, I have to tell you, I love your podcast. And I was like, see, Shanks? It was great.
I love it. I'm all in on that. Which, speaking of which, Aaron's wearing the merchandise. You guys can buy that. And more importantly for me is I'm wearing Aaron's wear line. Cute, cute,
looks so good.
How cute is this jacket?
So good.
So you can get that on Fanatics as well. Not an ad, but I'm always going to support our girl.
Here, appreciate you guys.
You guys support us and we love you for it. First question comes from Macy Lewis 11, retirement city, state and city. Assuming that means where do you want to retire?
Yeah. What about you?
I mean, Montana gets me. I mean, I feel like that's a real just go out. My dream is to buy a ranch called Are You Kidding Me Ranch. So then people come to it and they're like, are you kidding me? This is beautiful. I'm like, I'm not. That's the name of the ranch. I think a ranch in Montana called Are You Kidding Me right next to where you are so we could just have a big compound together.
Oh my God, I love that. Mine would probably have to be somewhere by the water. I don't know if I could do Florida because it's super hot, but I like the way they do their taxes out there. So maybe
Amen.
It's going to be.
Let's go to Tennessee and Texas while we're at it.
Absolutely.
Oh, this is for you.
Okay. Claire M. 56, Erin, is your dog named Howie after Howie Long? Not really, but we just saw a dog on Instagram called Howard the Golden. We thought it was hilarious, but I do love Howie Long, much like Carissa. Mm-hmm. So sure, I could say that. His middle name is David Ortiz, and my goal and dream is to bring him to Fox when they're doing the baseball studio show to get a picture with him and Big Poppy, you know?
So who is Howie named after? Gordie Howe?
Howard the Golden on Instagram.
Oh, he really is. Oh, I thought you meant you just randomly stumbled. Who's Howard the Golden on Instagram? How do I not know about this?
No, we just thought it was so freaking cute that we were like, oh my God, the name Howard for a golden would be so cute. So Howard the Golden has an Instagram account. And so we named him after that.
Okay, that's the cutest thing I ever did here. The next dog I get, in addition to Daisy and Willis that are sitting over here, I wanted to name the dog Crumbs. Think about it. Crumbs. Just eating all the crumbs off the ground. I just feel like that name would be so cute.
Crumbs.
For crumbs. Croy. Kim Zolciak Bierman with the way I'm saying. Crumb. Okay. Squirrel. This is from the real Kay Norton. Do you eat the pickle that comes with the sandwich? All day, every day. In fact, forget the sandwich. I go straight pickles. I buy jar. There's Spears in there. Not Marcus Spears. He's not in the refrigerator. The big thing of pickles. I love them.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a pickle gal. Even with the Chick-fil-A sandwich, even though I don't really take much of a breath when I eat it, I do take the pickle out. I can't have it. I'm not interested.
Yeah. In fact, speaking of names of pets, my grandma, I got to name her cat. I named it Pickles. So there you go. How about that for some synergy?
Who knew?
Who knew? Jenna Vitamantia. Hey, by the way, you guys, if we screw these up, I am so sorry. I'm
so
the asshole
sorry.
Who just has a Carissa J. Thompson as my Instagram handle. So I'm so sorry I'm not creative. All right, Dangerous Wilson. Highlight memory from college. Go.
The one that just popped into my memory now was being on the sidelines when the Gator basketball team went to the national championship. They lost, but that entire run in the NCAA tournament when I was, yes, a Dazzler was a time.
I went to school in Santa Barbara. We were all about location, legalized weed and surfing. Okay. Because we had no sports. We had a soccer team, occasionally a basketball team. So I'm always envious of yours. Okay. Sorry, babe. I'm just reading these. You go.
I love that. M3 Prize Prize favorite snack right now for me. And I would love them to be a sponsor. I told Greg Olson this the other day. Those pistachios, the ones in the green container. I love them peeled. I can gnaw on them. Plant-based protein. Die for them. What about you?
Good for you. I'm almonds. Love an almond. I don't know if you're supposed to feed dogs almonds. I feel like something...
I don't think so.
Well, Willis is a big fan of almonds. But maybe that's why when Steve took him to the vet the other day, I was feeding him almonds because they said, shockingly, the vet was like, he's 10 pounds overweight. I didn't need to pay you $1,000 to know that he's 10 pounds overweight. Yeah, but thank you for being here. Okay. Heather Briggs, what are your coffee orders? Oh, I've got so many. So you go first.
My coffee order is really simple. I just like a drip with oat. That's it.
Good for you. I will go all over the board. I will go with an iced coffee with nothing else in it, just black iced coffee. I'll go with a cold brew. Some people think, what's the difference? Big difference.
What is a cold brew?
So the cold brew is brewed differently. And it has like iced coffee is just a double brewed. Like it'd be like your drip coffee, double brewed over ice. If you don't double brew it, it ends up looking like iced tea. That's where people get it wrong. The cold brew is just brewed differently. It's kind of like a French roast, but it's stronger. And I like that as well. I'll also go with the shake and espresso. I mean, we don't have as much time. Look, we're all out of time. For more, let's go to Me in a Green Apron.
We passed over Rock's 64 star favorite stadium food. Mine would be a Fenway Frank. I love a hot dog at a stadium, but I also love a chicken finger.
I got to be honest. I am not a stadium food person.
Oh, yeah. You're boring.
Aaron gets after it on that. I can't do it. Okay. Did you see who the next question's from?
Yeah, because we talked about it at the airport this weekend.
Jillian Gregory, friend of ours and the show, also been on the podcast. What's a better... You need to read it in her voice. I can't do a Jillian. You can.
What's a better feeling? Unsnapping your bodysuit or your bra?
Well, this is actually... I never wear a bra because... frankly, I don't need to. But this is also why I'm going to consultations talking about a lift, because maybe I should have worn one like 20 years ago. Is that a nipple? I'm not sure. Is that a nipple? It's a bit nippy outside. If you guys don't know the reference, Christmas Vacation. I'm going to say
it.
For sure the Badu suit. I mean, that thing gets up there like a gynecologist. And I mean, I am not interested in keeping that thing on for very long.
I could have shoes ripping my feet up from 4.5 hours during a football game, but I'm not going to lie to you. We even put an extender in my bodysuit this weekend, the game, because Alyssa, who you're using as well to style you for Amazon, my bodysuits go way too up there and it's really uncomfortable during the game. So she added an extender at the alterations place and it was great, but it's still like after that game, we got in the car and I was, thank God Greg Olson and Kevin Burkhardt are new and they're like really excited and still talking. Cause I look back at Julia and I go, woof, I gotta undo this right now. I'm not gonna make it to the hotel. And she goes, do it.
Okay, wait, I have so much more on that subject and we will talk about it on our full podcast. Write it down. I'm writing it down. Body suit. Okay. Last but not least, Nathaniel, Jacob, what are your thoughts on hypnosis and would you ever try it or have you tried it? I have never tried it. I'm completely open to all things and everything. There's a little part of it that scares me because I'm like, what am I going to say when I'm under? But I'm all about, you know, being the best version of myself. And if that helps me get rid of some demons that we all know are in there, I'm down for it.
I would love to try it again. I'm worried what it would come out of it. It's like some of these like cystic zits in my like face. I'm so disturbed about what's going to come out. But hey, maybe good for me.
Well, this is coming out today and our podcast is later this week. Thank you for tuning into the pregame. If you want to know more about Aaron's bodysuit, tune into the full episode. Bye.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards, like Rob Reilly, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.